This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Bob Kay and Kara Schillen. Why are you laughing? You want to dismiss our friendship?
No, not at all.
All right. Okay, so the story from Brussels, have we made enough of this? Have we made too much of it? Do we need to have, I mean, some of these things just get beat to death. So there are a lot of people who are trying to make hay. Those of you who are not familiar, I mean, how can you be a member of the community of the world and be breathing and not know what happened in Brussels at the airport and in their subway station? I don't see.
It's terrible.
But, yeah. Well, it's okay, so it's terrible. Yeah, but it's awful. Gee whiz. What else can we say about it? Analysts on top of analysts, all these people on these 24-hour news channels. Oh, this is the problem. The problem is simple. There's no leadership in the world. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going after Daesh. Mm-hmm. They're doing what they want. They have everybody scared, and they've got exactly what they want.
Our leadership was at a baseball game with a bunch of thugs.
Right. There we go. Nice work.
What should he have been doing? I don't know. But was that the appropriate thing?
Yeah. Well, here are, there's actually a montage of the five presidential candidates that we put together who responded in, I suppose, predictable ways to the attack in Brussels.
This is the second Hillary ad I've seen.
Hold on a sec.
Okay, we go.
I've got about 30 clips here.
Try 359. That would work.
Yeah.
359 would be perfect. It'll set the mood, set the tone. It'll make us all smarter.
Today, of course, is a sad day for the entire civilized world.
This is a war with radical Islamic terrorism. ISIS has declared jihad on Europe and on the United States of America.
To, you know, do anything that implies we are at war with an entire religion is not only wrong, it is dangerous.
Radical Islamic terrorism is a major problem, and we have a president that won't even mention the term, won't mention the words.
We are fighting a terrorist organization, a barbaric organization that is killing innocent people. We are not fighting.
I think we have to change our law on you know, the waterboarding thing where they could chop off heads, and they can drown people in cages and heavy steel cages, and we can't waterboard.
We have to toughen our surveillance, our interception of communication. We have to also toughen, as you say, soft targets with, you know, greater police presence.
We need a comprehensive strategy to utterly destroy them. That involves carpet bombing them to oblivion.
There needs to be improved intelligence sharing between the United States and our allies all over the world.
I would also involve our friends in the Arab community who know that that radical Islam is also intent on destroying and threatening them.
We need to immediately halt the president's ill-advised plan to bring in tens of thousands of Syrian Muslim refugees.
This is a problem that has gone on. General Pershing had the problem in 1919 in the Philippines with radical Islamic terrorism. And he handled it a certain way. I think you probably know that story. It's a very gruesome story. But you know what? The problem didn't exist for 48 years after that happened.
We will be more effective in defeating radical jihadism, in defeating ISIS and all of the other terrorist groups if we have coalitions with nations that are predominantly Muslim.
I would make every effort I could to strengthen the NATO alliance.
We need to launch a coalition of the Muslim in the region.
Donald Trump is wrong that America should withdraw from the world and abandon our allies.
We have to continually be learning and getting ahead of these thugs and criminals in order to prevent them doing what they did in Brussels.
All right, so you heard from all five. Anything new there? Anything poignant? Anything that makes you change your mind about any of them? It sounds like they're all fairly predictable, in a manner of speaking. At least they're just one group of people that may have to deal. Somebody in that group's going to have to deal with, or maybe not, depending on what happens at the brokered convention. Republicans. Maybe none of these people will win. If not these five, then who? Subject of a different conversation. Well, as we're on to the presidential race, most everybody knows what happened in Arizona, Idaho, and Utah. If you didn't get the info, Trump won in the Republican primary in Arizona. Hillary Clinton won on the Democratic side. There was a caucus in Idaho. Sanders got 78% of the vote there. And in Utah, Cruz won over Kasich and Trump. So that's that. So Sanders did okay both in Idaho and Utah. He seems to do better in the caucus states than he does in the regular election. Isn't that the case? There have been how many caucus states? Four or five, I think, to this point. And I think he's done fairly well in all of those. Let's focus on Idaho for a moment. Here's Jolene LaPierre, who recorded footage of Hillary Clinton ads being played at the site of the caucus yesterday.
This is the second Hillary ad I've seen in the last 30 seconds.
Now that person must be ready to face two things. First, and then they have to do
I think, just like in your family, you put on the TV what most people want to watch. And I'd say based off of the placement of the crowd, this wouldn't be the thing to be watching.
I know. Oh, by the way, the line for our caucus is so huge. It's wrapping around a box of people. There's so many people that's waiting outside right now.
All right, so that's the real story here as far as I'm concerned. It isn't the results. It's the complete, whether purposeful or just because of bumbling bureaucrats, the complete mess in all three of these circumstances, Arizona being the worst, however, though, the amount of time that people waited in line, 3 hours, 4 hours, and more at some polling places, how do we accept that? Why do we accept it? It seems to me that we ought to be doing a much better job of policing our own circumstances. These people are paid in most circumstances. Their job is to guard and guide the circumstances and make sure that everybody has a chance. I heard some audio earlier after the long lines where people were just, matter of fact, I think we ought to play that. Kara, play cut 379. This is what was going on at one of the polling places in Arizona. Listen to the guy who's in charge.
So this is our taxpayers' dollars at work. Maricopa County Registrar has 60 polling locations.
Maricopa County, that's where.
Let's see how it's working out for our citizens. This is absolutely ridiculous. This is designed to suppress the vote. This is why the lines are so long. Yeah, it just keeps on going. This is why we pay our taxes, so we can wait in lines. Yeah, thanks, Maricopa County Registrar. We really, really appreciate you.
Let's go to the other. Let's go to Park City, Utah, where a young woman named Susie Carroll and her friends were prevented from participating in their caucus because they got there an hour before the polls closed, and they wouldn't let them stand in line because the line was more than an hour long. Listen to this.
Once I closed credentialing,
this is the
credentialing
registrar.
Cannot reopen. So we closed credentialing at around 8 o'clock. So people that are coming, I'm sorry, but
you better be.
It's closed.
What about those people that were here before 8 o'clock?
Yes.
What time were you here, right?
Because there were people here at 7
to 8,
and they said they got turned
10
away.
To 8.
I was here at noon again.
And it was
this is just wrong. How do we manage to let this go on and on and on and on and on? How many people have voted and not even shown their identity. I was talking to somebody, I think last night, about this. In many states, you don't have to tell who you are. You could be anybody. You could be your grandfather, uh-huh. as far as that's concerned.
You don't have to show anything here.
Nothing. Massachusetts, New. You don't have to show any of that.
They just ask you your address. And
right. Okay. I'll tell them.
Yeah.
Make it up. All right. So Democratic caucuses on Saturday this week, Alaska, Hawaii, and Washington. Then the Wisconsin primary is the 5th of April, which is 2 weeks from yesterday. And the Democratic caucus in Wyoming is the 9th of April. New York's primary is April 19th. And then a week later, April 28th, voters in Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island go to the polls. But for the first time this year, it seems that Jennifer's vote and the rest of the people, like anybody who's listening to us in California, who is upset because normally in the primary season, all of the decisions are made by the time they get to these West Coast cities, their primary is not until June. This time, maybe will be different, at least on the Republican side, which I believe is a good thing. Everybody needs to have a say. We need to have a national primary day for everybody to vote on the same day.
That'd be great.
Yeah. So why don't we have it?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Fix it.
Yeah.
Fix it, Doug.
You're supposed to fix my problems. Fix it. 17 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah. Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators end of quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminates, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus woodlook tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end of quarter clearance sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
What was that, Kara?
All right. What was that? It's 19 past the hour. We're working through. This is our first day doing a radio program together. It's Mo and Larry on the Good Day program. Bob decided he wanted to share some time here with me, Bob Kay, Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen. Here's another Massachusetts story that people are talking about today. This 4-year-old boy who saved his mother by calling 911 after she had a seizure. Her name is Ashley Fontaine. She had a seizure at home. She was alone with her 4-year-old son. He called 911 and stayed on the phone with dispatchers until they got there. He got a high five from a responding police officer for saving his mother's life. Don't you like it when you hear things like, isn't that more important than whether or not Rob Ford is dead or alive?
Yeah.
Or Sarah Palin's doing a new television program? For me, anyway.
That doesn't sell newspapers.
No, it doesn't, but it's just, it's priorities, it's how we think. I mean, I'm not here to tell you how to think or what to think. I'm here to tell you what I think.
Wow.
And I think that that's a great story and deserves a lot of attention. Thus, you heard about it here on Good Day. Now coming up on 21 past the hour.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Past the hour now on the Good Day program. Let's go back musically. We'll start in the mid-80s for a review of some of the number one songs that have made it from, what's the old cornball stuff, From Our Hearts to the Charts.
I never heard that one.
Yeah, you never listened to F.M. Douglas.
I guess not.
No, actually, you did listen to F.M. Douglas. All right, anyway, Julian Lennon was number one with Too Late for Goodbyes. Great this week, song. 1985. Great pop song. Crank it up, Kara. Sounds like Ringo to me.
Whatever happened to him?
John Lennon? Julian Lennon?
Yeah.
I don't know. Was he the one that got beat up? One of his kids, is it Sean or Julian that John used to beat up?
I don't know.
Who's the older of the two? I think maybe Julian is, right? I mean, yeah. That's Sean. One of them, though, is reading the story of John Lennon's life on the plane coming back the other day. And apparently he was extraordinarily abusive. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
And nobody liked it except his wife.
Yoko approved, huh?
Yoko Loco. All right. So Julian Lennon, number one this week, 1985, with Too Late for Goodbyes. And now, let's see here. How about we move into this week in 1987, Kara, with Bruce Hornsby in The Range. Remember Mandolin Rain?
Yeah.
Good pop song. We're here to create or recreate memories on Good Day. We're cracking stuff, Kara.
This is a great sound. Yeah, this is a little thing. Typical, it's very identifiable.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a keyboard in the background.
Is that what it is? It's the keyboard that does it? Yeah. Nicely done.
Uh-huh.
All right, so let's see here. Next up, number one, 1988, the year Billy Ocean's.
Out of my dreams.
All right. Out of my dreams and get into my car.
Have mercy. That's a good one. Yeah.
Songs. This is all about pop music, the number ones from various years.
Want to dance.
During this week, 1989 is the year for Rod Stewart. That's his real name. He didn't change his name.
Yeah, he's the most handsome guy in pop music.
He is.
Yeah, just ask him.
Oh, I can't hear. The skinny legs. Why do women like these skinny, dirty old rockers?
I don't know.
What is it about that?
I guess we never figured that out.
No, I don't know. Neither of us are old or skinny.
They like drummers and guitar players.
Apparently. All right, so he's number one with this song, 1989 is the year. Let's move to 1990. Phil Collins in number one. Don't like him, don't like his song. Never did like this song. Or,
yeah, like,
why? I don't know. It's not about him.
A good song. Huh? Very full.
Yeah. Who remembers Oletta Adams? Cross the desert back in heaven. I don't remember her name, but you remember the song.
Is that from the movie?
I don't care how you get here. The song's called Get Here.
I don't remember that one at all.
If you were able to Google it, you could probably find that out.
I probably could.
Number one this week, 1991. Right Said Fred.
I'm 264.
Oh, yeah.
Story of Bob's life.
Jennifer would love this one.
She would.
Yeah.
She can't be dancing now, though. She has to lay still for another week.
Aw, poor baby. Move.
This is I'm Too Sexy, number one during this week in 1992. This is way after the disco era, but sort of sound like a disco song, doesn't it?
I'm too sexy for your party. Too sexy for your party. The way I'm disco dancing.
Hi, Whitney Houston is here. Number one this week, 1993. Going hard, keep moving.
One of our nice and danceable albums.
Whoa.
A winner.
I can cast a spell. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
This Easter, surround yourself and your family with music and find savings up to 25% at Guitar Center's Spring Savings Event. Strike a chord with the limited edition Epiphone Les Paul or Yamaha acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Add select 3 packs of the Dario electric guitar strings, just $8.99. Create a masterpiece in your home studio with a Harbinger 5-channel mixer, just $39. Or sing it loud with a wireless vocal microphone, also just $39. Don't miss your chance to make music this weekend only at Guitar Center.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachiever.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis.
analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Kara Schilland and Bob Kay here to add what can be added, as it should be added, to your thoughts, the goodwill that comes from all of us toward you every day. Good Day program is all about goodwill and good news. Some of the news isn't necessarily good.
No.
The thoughts that are expressed by the people who contribute to this program are theirs, not mine. You're responsible for your thoughts. Bill, who wrote to us, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday, by the way. Flint, Michigan. Lots of conversation about that. Big problem could happen in any city in America. Our infrastructure needs an overhaul. That may be true, Bill, but in addition to our infrastructure needing an overhaul, we need to have an overhaul of the way the infrastructure is put together in the first place, because now the unions dictate what's done. All of these bridges and the roadways and things that are crumbling because we don't build them correctly in the first place, because the unions fix it so that politicians are beholden to them. So all of these make-work projects that you see, if you drive down any major interstate from now until December, there will be pile-ups, there will be accidents, because there are detours, they have all of these cones all over the place, excuse me, working on the roads.
Goodness,
thank you very
be
much.
Careful there.
But if you go to Europe,
yeah,
you won't see any of this.
I hear that the Autobahn is falling apart.
Where'd you hear that?
I've heard that from people who I know in Germany. That
really?
They're not taking care of it.
Well, but it's the Autobahn goes back to World War II.
Exactly.
Actually, before World War II. If you land, I remember landing at the Rhein-Main Air Force Base in Germany. The landing strip is the old Autobahn.
Hmm.
They built a new road around it because the Autobahn was so well built that the planes could land. They didn't have to rebuild it.
Wow.
They just made the runway out of the old Autobahn, and they put, you can see when the plane lands, you can see the cars off to the right-hand side. And it's an amazing reality how well any place in England, when they have to patch the road, they do it so thoroughly. They go down. You never see the holes in the road, the settling of the tar and that sort of thing. You don't see that.
Well, have you ever noticed how you drive down the road, you know, one of the highways, and you go from one state to another, or one county or one municipality to another?
Yep, there's often a big difference.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. It's like, why can't we all get this, you know, coordinated? And like you say, there are cones for construction on the interstates right around here, and there's never anyone working. The cones have been there for years.
So let's specifically talk about lead poisoning, the decades-old fight about lead. So this is not just a problem in Flint. If you were to do a survey or do some research on what the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have been working on here for four decades, children in Atlantic City, for example, in Philadelphia, Milwaukee, Allentown, Pennsylvania, and other areas where the blood levels of lead have gone into the stratosphere because of the lead pipes that are still in the ground, because of the contents of the water, where it comes from. It's a double whammy. And again, Flint tells the story best because they have the most recent experience. And as I said last week, I don't know whether you thought this was effective or not. Bob listens to most everything that we do here in the program. The idea of having these discussions, the hearings that were in Washington, the lady who runs the EPA looked like a nincompoop. The guy who's the governor of Michigan looked worse than a nincompoop. So the politicians of both sides in this hearing were taking off at both of them. They should be fired, they should resign, yada, yada, yada. Okay, but what have they done to fix the problem? Zero.
But can't we take some of the blame? Can't we take some of the blame?
We, us?
Yeah.
Of course we should take all the blame.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be our representatives.
There are elections that go on, and there are like bond issues and things like that.
People don't go to improve
those, that infrastructure.
Yep.
And we vote it down because we don't want our taxes to go up.
No.
So are we partially to blame too?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
So why don't we fix the problem? Instead of fixing the blame, why don't we fix the problem?
Well, where does the buck stop?
Well, it actually stops with you as a voter. If you get enough people working, you know how things happen, but it's got to take volumes of people. The march in Selma,
right,
as an example. The marches in Washington during the Vietnam War. You and I remember that. We were kids that time.
But that doesn't excuse some of the incompetent comments that some of the politicians make, like they have in Flint, about this nonsense.
Yeah, but then again, because the situation hasn't changed at all, everybody's still drinking the river water instead of the water from Detroit. And the pipes haven't been changed, so why?
So who's going to fix it?
The state has the money apparently to fix it. The city should be onto it. And the feds have also, there's money everywhere. But yet it's not being used for this, being used for something else.
Why? What are they using it for?
I haven't the slightest.
Saving butterflies, maybe.
Yeah, right. So here's Sandra, who writes, water, I'm drinking, she lives in Flint, I'm drinking out of the bottle. Haven't had a drop of water out of the tap for months. But yet, it's not even just months. It's years that this has been a problem. Since, 2013, I think. 2012, 2013. Woof.
Terrible.
Here's William, who writes, if you like talk radio that's smart, intelligent, and with all the mean-spirited partisan politics, listen to the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Oh, no.
I'm going to give this to you so you can use this for some sort of promotional...
I'll wrap the garbage in it.
No, use it for telling people how great this program is.
Okay.
One of Bob's jobs. Have you ever started at an empty coffee mug and wished that you had just one more cup?
All the time.
All right. Good news for you, Marvin. Work being done at the University of Maryland, the invention of a mug that brews its own coffee.
Wow.
How about that? This is not a dream anymore. A mechanical engineer has teamed up with several people to design a travel mug that will brew its own coffee. It's from Mojo Brewing Company, backed by more than 700 supporters, a Kickstarter campaign. I love these. When you do the crowd funds, guy came up with an idea, didn't have any money. He said, I'll put in money and I'll Make sure that you get one of these Mojo Brewing Cups.
Make all our lives better.
So they got $200,000. No, I'm sorry. It was only $20,000. Let's still got them started. Production's going on. They actually, at this point, got $85,000 so far in pledges. And so they're going into production. This is something they've been working on for a long time. They're going to be selling them for $149.
Woof.
A mug that brews its own coffee.
Hmm.
Let's see. Let's how this. I want to figure out how this works.
I'll stick with my Dunkin' Donuts styrofoam cup.
Rather than having to heat water in the microwave, as is the case with a lot of portable mugs, all you have to do is add water to the Mojo. It heats it up to 200 degrees. Then you add your own coffee or tea and adjust the setting to the strength that you want. When it's done brewing, you mix milk, sugar, whatever it is, and you got your Java.
Wow, it sounds like you could probably use that mug for other applications, too.
Really? I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
Your mind. Terrible thing to waste. Right, time for another lunar eclipse.
I'm ready, but you know what?
What?
It happened about 45 minutes ago.
Did it?
Yeah.
How do we miss it?
I don't know.
But in this part, are you sure it's this part of the world?
That's okay. Let's pretend it didn't happen.
No, I don't want to give misinformation. I was thinking of, you know what? I'm confused because I'm still on the West Coast. My mind is on West Coast time. In a moment, we get back to a focus on the Brussels attack. Jess McHugh, who's a reporter in Europe, with the breaking news on what's going on there and what to expect in the hunt for these people that were responsible. That's up next here on Good Day.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get a two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Your eyes are the windows to the soul. Did you know they're also the windows to your health? They let eye doctors see what's going on inside. Think about this. A comprehensive eye exam can be an early detector of serious health problems like diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. Shouldn't you see your eye doctor yearly? Go to thinkaboutyoureyes.com to learn more and find a doctor near you. And you just might save more than your vision. Brought to you by the American Optometric Association.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
In a recent national survey, a majority of Americans said they felt less free than they were 5 years ago. Only 13% said they felt freer than before. It is so troubling that so many Americans fear the growing power of government over every aspect of their lives. But it is even more troubling that so many people think they can't do anything about it. Defending our freedom and passing it along to the next generation undiminished is the first responsibility of citizenship. We, the people, are the keepers of our own rights, not the government. We must look through the lens of liberty at every act of government, and when our freedom is threatened, we must act and tell the government no, not on our watch. Then we can leave the next generation more free, not less.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
This Easter, surround yourself and your family with music and find savings up to 25% at Guitar Center's Spring Savings Event. Strike a chord with a limited edition Epiphone Les Paul or Yamaha acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Compose a masterpiece with an 88-key digital piano for just $229. Or start a young one's musical journey with a Toka djembe drum for just $25. Don't miss your chance to make music with savings up to 25% this weekend only at Guitar Center. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Pardon. Hold off there.
All right, 44. I got my turn now. 44 past the hour on Good Day. After the Brussels attacks, a manhunt. Authorities looking for surviving suspect in the terror attacks at the airport and the metro station. Joining us now is Jess McHugh, reporting on Europe for the team at International Business Times. Let's get to, well, actually, what I'm reading here, Jess, is something you wrote yesterday. Quote, security experts said unless the European Union fixes the apparent dearth of intelligence sharing among its member countries, the continent's major cities will continue to be exposed to similar attacks. This is the same problem we have in our country, where the FBI doesn't talk to the CIA and the CIA doesn't talk to the NSA. Is this sort of the same thing over there, only exacerbated because there are more things that separate these countries, including language?
Right. Hi. So it's good to be here. I think that it is, as you say, a problem of communication. And unlike the U.S., there is no kind of overarching. Obviously, CIA, FBI, NSA have slightly different purviews, and they do have these kind of communication problems. But in Europe, you don't even have a version of the CIA, or you don't have any kind of overarching intelligence gathering organization. So each country, France, Germany, the UK, Belgium, has their own version of intelligence services, usually more than one. And the services within the country aren't talking to each other, and they're certainly not talking to other countries all that much.
So under the circumstances, you look at this thing, you go back, and are you there, or were you there, or are you putting all this stuff together based on various reports from people that work with the International Business Times?
So I'm not there right now. Last time I was in Europe was following the Paris attacks. This is from analysis and interviews I've done with defense experts in the past couple of days in London, Berlin, Paris, etc.
All right. So let's talk about the intelligence. From what I remember, this city has been on high alert for quite a long time. The business in Paris, and it was known there was a connection or there seemed to be an interest. But most people don't understand or are wondering why Brussels, other than the NATO headquarters are there, Brussels and Belgium are pretty benign, are they not, as far as countries and the activism and all of the stuff? I don't even think they have many refugees there, do they?
Right. So it's an interesting case, and I think exactly as you said, because it's been on high alert for so many months, it shocks a lot of people. But it really shouldn't, because, first of all, you have this large, kind of frequently disenfranchised, low-income Muslim population. France has the highest number of foreign fighters in Syria, but Belgium actually has the highest number of foreign fighters per capita. So you do see this problem of Islamic extremism in Brussels, and this is coming from people who are Belgian-born, not from refugees. So you have that. You have the second kind of idea that this is a symbolic target because NATO is there, because the EU headquarters are there. And then third, and most importantly, I really do think that this problem of intelligence sharing, the fact that two of the attackers from Belgium went back and forth from France, and the attackers in France went back and forth, and the fact that the Belgian and French authorities weren't sharing this information or weren't sharing it well enough is really at the heart of the issue here.
So I'm looking at our Department of Homeland Security here and what some of the people who are in our major cities are thinking about. They say there are no specific threats at the moment for us here, no credible threats, but they have increased patrols. Bag checks were put into place yesterday afternoon. This is sort of the cat out of the bag, isn't it? Or the door being closed after the cow runs out of the barn. And this is what we do all the time. We wait till afterwards, and we all know the TSA is a joke anyway. So what is this due to our own sense of security or a sense of what's right? I think maybe that's the question. What is right here? Is it? It's easy to criticize, but how do we fix the problem? Even if you wipe out Daesh and all these others, somebody else is going to come along. Are we just at the point where we are going to have to accept this? This is the new normal?
To a certain extent, I mean, I've spoken to certain people, particularly at King's College in London that has a war department, who say we're never going to see something like on the scale of 9/11 ever again, but we will see attacks like Charlie Hebdo, like Paris, like Belgium for the kind of foreseeable future. I don't like to predict what's going to happen, so I can't say for certain, yes, there will be another European city attacked. I will say, though, I think that the threat facing Europe is far different from anything that's facing the U.S.
Yeah.
It's really a question of kind of geography as well. Almost all of the attackers in Paris and it's looking like at least half of the attackers in Belgium were nationals, EU nationals, so they can travel freely.
Wherever they want to go.
Instead of needing a visa, wherever they want to go. But you wouldn't have that problem in the U.S.
Yep. All right, Jess McHugh, thank you for your input here on Good Day. Appreciate your being here. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Waking up in the morning not knowing what's going to happen or who I'm going to meet, where I'm going to wind up. Just the other night I was sleeping under a bridge and now here I am on the grandest ship in the world having champagne with you fine people.
From the movie The Titanic, My Heart Will Go On. The movie won 11 Oscars on this day in 1998, Chucker. And
they
before.
One of them.
And they did deserve. And wasn't before the advent of Star Wars, wasn't this the most successful movie of all time?
Before Avatar.
Avatar, okay, right. Which is another James Cameron movie.
I still am perplexed how Avatar made that much money at the box office here and overseas.
Yeah.
It sort of baffles my mind.
It's a great story, actually, and kind of interesting to see how the good guys and the bad guys relate one to the other. Are you getting more clips, Kara, from this?
I'm not an idiot. I know how the world works. I've got $10 in my pocket. I have nothing to offer you, and I know that. I understand. But I'm too involved now. You jump, I jump, remember? I can't turn away without knowing you'll be all right. That's all that I want.
So, here, this is, I think, what many people liked about the Oscars this year. Leonardo, in all the award shows, where Leonardo DiCaprio was there her name has gone out of my mind. What's Kate? Thank you. Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet.
Yeah. So, and obviously, by looking at the two of them together, they are great friends. I remember reading something, sort of biography of the stars and how Titanic was produced, Cameron said that it was obvious the two of them were infatuated with each other, became great friends. They'd spend all the time off the set when they weren't working on lines and stuff, just talking and smoking and having a very
talking and smoking.
Talking and smoking, yes. Apparently.
Really?
They both like to smoke. Yes.
Well, let's be honest. I mean, that shoot's just, that's not a normal shoot. I mean, you're talking, that's an epic film that had to be really intense. But, you know, the interesting thing is very few movies, in my opinion, not few, but only a handful of movies over the last 20 years that I'd say really deserve, you know, the Oscar for Best Picture. Like, take a movie like The Artist a few years ago. Who's going to watch that in 20 years? But a movie like Titanic,
yeah.
I mean, that's a movie that's going to be watched generation after generation. Those are the films that deserve that Oscar.
Like Casablanca.
Right.
Stuff like that. All right, Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here with a sneak peek of one of the many bonus features that will be on the new Star Wars DVD. And when we continue next here on Good Day.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
All right, on Good Day, we promised to give you a sort of conversation about one of the bonus features that will be in the new Star Wars DVD.
It was the scene, I think, that terrified me the most.
His destiny is resolved in a powerful and effective way.
I remember a specific time walking on set with Harrison and him saying, you know, look what we get to do.
I wanted Han Solo to be able to lend some significant emotional weight to the story.
All right, so that's Harrison Ford with Adam Driver, who played, he was actually Harrison Ford's son from Leia, becomes a bad guy like Darth Vader, and that's a part of the conversation. So there should be some new, interesting things. And they do that all the time, don't they, to sell these DVDs?
They do it all the time.
Yeah.
That DVD or Blu-ray comes out April, I believe.
Yeah. All right, so the Superman-Batman reviews ain't so hot, huh?
I mean, this is a perplexing story. I don't have a lot of time. Twitter reaction after a New York City fan screening on Saturday night was amazing. I mean, all positive. People said the movie's amazing. It's a great superhero movie. And then the embargoes lifted yesterday where the real critics give their reviews. And right now it's staying at 39% positive on Rotten Tomatoes, which the majority is mostly negative, and a lot of people think the movie's the mess. I'm going to see it tomorrow.
I think it sounds like...
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.